Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
You can relax, that's the name of our podcast.
Hello, welcome to Relax the Podcast. I'm your host, Colleen Ballinger, with my co-host, but mostly the star host, his name is Carrot Stuckelin.
Nice.
Hi.
Hello.
We are not at our house. We are in a different house that is not our house. Okay. Hello, listeners. If you can't see us currently, if you're listening,
somebody else's home.
Yes, we are. We are on a little trip because we're crazy and spontaneous.
Are we crazy? Or are the people that like own a home and are like, hey, yeah, you can stay in our home from this website?
A lot of people do that.
I feel like they're crazy.
Well, they're making money doing that.
Sure, but like we're in your home.
I know. That's wild.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know anything about it. I don't.
We're using your utensils. We're playing your board games.
We're not. They're not playing
there.
Board games.
It's one of the things I wrote down was Airbnb board games need to relax.
Why? I think it's a lovely touch.
It's a lovely touch, but like we're not doing that.
Why?
So why like why have them and then like display them?
Because people do. What is your bitter little booty about today, my love?
The ones here. Are you ready for it?
Yeah, but wait, I think it's a lovely, nice touch for someone to be
catchphrase.
Uh-huh.
Fact or crap?
Why are we not playing them right? We need to be playing them
apples
right now.
Apples to apples.
Great game. You can play it with kids.
Wit's End.
Love, I don't understand why we're not playing these.
Assorted puzzles of the state of California. You did a great job. You're fine.
But why does it make you... Okay, there's a few things happening right now that are stressing me out. One, your elbow is resting on my leg, which I love you touching me, but it's like your elbow is very strong because you're so muscly.
I won't do it anymore.
And it's just sharp. It was just digging
in a little
bit. I promise
to stop.
No, you get to keep it.
I'm sorry,
and I
won't dig my elbow.
Also, if you kick the coffee table here, right here we have in front of us, it might jiggle the camera, which is balancing on a footstool.
Got
on
it.
Our makeshift tripod. So just be a little.
Never say
about.
That I don't take notes.
Also.
I can take a note.
But what's wrong with that? Why do you not like. Why does it need to relax? Why is it bad that people have board games? Board games are so. I don't like board games, but most people like them.
I think it's nice. I just think like that there will always be pieces missing. And that.
But that's not the
person.
We didn't
play them.
The person who provided them. It's not their fault.
Yeah, maybe people do. I don't know.
We don't play them. Is that what you just said?
Yes.
Until today. Should we play one?
Are you stupid?
You guys.
One deck of playing cards?
I don't know if I'll be back online by the time.
A singular deck?
I don't know that I'll be back online by the time that this episode comes out, but because I took a break from vlogging for a minute. Yeah. So that people will be very confused why we're here and what's going on. So we needed a break from life. Well, more so... I needed a break because I took a break and then I got a break. The universe was like, you need a break? Here, fall and break your body. And so then I did that. And then we were like, oh, maybe we need an actual break where we can sleep and like take a break.
Yeah.
And so we're here on this little beach vacation, staycation.
Oh, because you passed out into a hope chest?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, very strange experience I had. Anyway... I'm fine, but we decided to be really spontaneous and like, we're like, hey, let's just drive. Let's just go. So we're here and we decided to podcast while we're here. So that's what we're doing.
Amazing.
And we're going to play a board game.
Sure. Okay.
Just because I don't understand your like hatred for it.
And we're
going to
do a 500 piece puzzle of Catalina Island.
We're not.
In real time. This podcast is 7 hours long.
We also have, I read a bunch of comments I wanted to read. I'm sure I forgot to screenshot most of them again, like I did last week, but we do have comments from you lovely people. So keep those comments coming because I love them. I love reading all of your sweet comments. And a lot of people said where they're from last week. Did you read any of the comments? You should.
I didn't know. I should.
Because you get to see where everyone's well, like, I'm from here.
Well, I know that you're going to tell me, but I will. Yeah.
But yeah. Anyway, so your relax is board games. At people providing
no.
board games to provide entertainment at a rental house.
No, yeah, you're right. They're doing their best. That's a nice thing to have.
So nice.
But we're not going to do them.
We are.
Just so you know.
We are going to do one right
I've
now.
I've never been at an Airbnb and they've been like, here's these board games, and then done them. Like, I haven't.
Well, that's you. I'm sure a lot of people do.
Okay.
Right? I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe not.
I'm not saying I'm not the problem. Like, I know I am most of the times. But
what?
I'm just saying. You want to hear my relax?
I thought that was, but yes, I do. What is it?
It's a ranty one. I have a few.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Sure.
Can I go through them?
Mm-hmm.
Or did you have one you want to
no.
go first? I hate.
Oh, hate, the H word.
I hate how autocorrect turns you to I.
What?
When you're texting and you text you, not Y-O-U, but just the letter U, autocorrect will always make it I.
I've never
which
noticed
is
that.
The exact opposite of you.
I don't think I've ever typed just the letter U as instead of typing out U.
So if you text someone, you seem very off today.
You'd say I.
And you just use the letter U instead of Y-O-U, it will change it to I.
Okay, I'm going to try it.
And then the text you're sending is, I seem very off today. It's the complete opposite meaning.
Okay.
And it's very frustrating
you
to me that it happens every time.
Mine did not at all. Mine didn't even slightly. You,
what are you doing?
Seem off.
Uh-huh. And then text
you
it.
You are so you what? Like, it's not, it does
and
not,
then send,
it's
then send,
never.
Then send it.
Well, it's not going to autocorrect it after I send it.
Okay.
It does not autocorrect for me. What?
Yeah, yours didn't. You and I should.
Wait, does it do it to you?
I'm trying right now. You and I should.
Oh my gosh, this is a great podcast.
Take our.
Love, you don't just wait.
Pants
why are you? Wait, love, come on.
To the. I didn't do it this time. Well, it happens to me frequently. I don't know. Is that doesn't happen to you?
No.
It happens to me every time, except for when I try
right
and do
now.
It on the podcast.
You don't think I know what you're talking about?
Okay.
But I'm sorry that happens to you. That sounds frustrating.
Do you want to know what else?
Yeah, I so do.
Airbnb board games. It was on this list.
Oh, my God.
Do you want to know what else?
Yes.
Marrying a big light person, and that's hard for me, is
oh,
what I wrote
I'm
down.
So sorry about this. I'm the worst. I am. I know I am. I am the problem. I am the minority in this scenario.
Are you sponsored by the power company? The DWP.
I don't know what's wrong with me. Because everyone thinks I'm totally
eyesight.
Insane. Everyone thinks I'm totally insane. I am the only person I know on the I'm really the only person I know that likes all the lights on. Like, I need all the lights everywhere on the big
Whenever
light.
You walk into a room, your first instinct is to look at light. Look for light switches.
Yeah, I have to have them all on. I need them all on. I don't
and be
like
frustrated
the
that there's not even more.
Yeah, I want more
light switches.
I need more. I need
and then
them all on.
You're the person that notices. Hey, that light bulb's out.
Always.
Because it could be brighter in here.
Yes,
that one single light bulb is out.
I'm the worst.
And
I'm the worst. I'll walk into a room. Eric will be like chilling, like watching TV or like playing video game or whatever, and he'll have like just a lamp on, which I know is like what most people enjoy. And
oh,
I'm like,
love a lamp.
And I'll be like, it's pitch black in here. I can't see a thing. Like, I want all the overhead lights full blast, full volume.
No, not me.
I know. I like them all on. I want them all bright. I want them to blind my eyeballs with the light. I love it.
Not me. I am Streetcar Named Desire Blanche DuBois, famous character who would cover her lampshades with scarves to additionally dim them.
Hmm.
That was like in the 1950s.
I know.
So it was already dim, I'm assuming. But you're like, you want to bring like classroom lighting.
Not classroom lighting, not like hospital lighting.
You
want
to bring like CVS lighting to the household.
Like, this rental we're staying in, too dark. Our home.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is there only like 9 different lights on, but they're not fluorescent?
They're just like, there's not enough.
For what?
It's
for
just, like,
for
dim.
What reason? What do you need to see?
Everything.
What are you looking for?
I need to see
pores.
I need to see everything. I need to see everything. I feel safer.
You still see everything, but it's like, it's more like chill.
You can't see everything.
If it's like dimmer.
If I'm looking at my rocks, if I'm crafting, if I'm painting and the lights are low, like I can't see what I'm doing. I'm always crafting. I'm always doing things. It's like I need to see what I'm doing.
Yeah, sure. If you're doing like artistic tasks.
Which, when am I not?
Relax. But like under like a light or whatever. But like when we're just like in the kitchen and we're just like
cooking?
Making the kids' lunches for the next day. And
you need to see things?
In there. You want it to be like. You want it to be like this fluorescent, sterilized, like hospital lighting.
Because I want to see what I'm doing.
Doing with what?
Everything.
What? How many more details do you need in the world? Details?
I don't know.
Is that what I said?
You said details, yeah.
It's too much love.
I know,
and
I know.
And I feel like people will agree with
they
me.
They will. They absolutely will. No one does what I do. Nobody on this
when
planet.
It's after,
it's horrible.
Especially when it's like after nine, like, you know, there's dimmer switches, right? The whole thing about dimmer switches on like light switches, like people care a lot about that. People pay a lot of money for a dimmer switch on their thing.
I think it's like
you would never dim it in for any reason ever.
Yes,
would
I do.
You?
I dim it for two reasons. One, if I ever do sit down to watch a TV show or movie, which I don't, but if I ever do.
So you don't do it,
but
yeah.
Also, but also, I dim it for you. If I'm in a room with you, I know that you want it darker because you like dark things. So. And I dim it when you're in the room because that's a compromise as opposed to like having it off, which is what you would rather.
Live a little and dim a light, love. Bumper sticker?
I don't know. I'm really sorry about that.
Is that a t-shirt?
I do that though.
Dimmer?
Dimmer?
Yes.
Okay. What's next, Libby? What else you got?
There's a lot going on here. Sand.
Sand's got to relax for sure.
What are we doing, sand? Why are you everywhere when even when I leave you and in everything? I don't like you, sand.
Yeah, it is.
And then I looked into sand, mm-hmm. and I didn't like my research
at
all.
Yeah, it's not good. It's a bunch of like bird poop, isn't it? Dead animals.
Well, the Google AI response when you just ask what is sand makes sense at first, where it says minerals, shells, and other materials that come from rocks and organisms.
Mm-hmm.
Pieces of life.
Yeah.
Pieces of things.
Yeah.
So now you're like, because I was like, oh, sand is like little rocks, little like tiny rocks, and they all come together and they're like, you know, sandy.
Mm-hmm.
It's mostly like the ocean is a crazy big thing.
I've heard.
And it's littered, lousy with the parts of dead animals and things.
Did I hear Flynn ask you today, Daddy, why doesn't the ocean disappear or something? Like, what did he ask you? I heard half of the question. He was like, why doesn't the water go in the sand or something like that?
Yeah,
what did he say?
He was like, well, he was essentially saying if the sand and whatever soaks up the ocean, why is that in the earth could soak it up? Like, why
is it still there?
Yeah, why is it still there? Yeah. And I had no
honestly,
reasonable response.
Great question, dude. Good question.
Well, we're
also standing because he watches the water soak into the ground.
Yeah, I know, but we're also standing next to the Pacific Ocean, and I was like, well, look at it, look how
yeah you did. Look, he goes
like
well,
I mean
it
goes
on,
it.
There's a lot
it goes
of it.
On forever like it goes to
yeah
you know
good question he stumps yeah. me some days with his questions
yeah why isn't the ocean all soaked up from all the things
well because he's watching the water sink into the sand or the rain goes into the mud you know he watches things soak up and he's like
paper towels
okay
toilet paper
wasn't what I was
towels.
Saying but
well, they soak up water love
mm-hmm.
So why is the ocean? Mm-hmm. Was this question valid?
Right, valid.
Do you want more?
Always.
Walmart bathrooms.
Okay.
We on this trip stopped at a Walmart
mm-hmm.
because we realized and this is a two-parter, children's shoes.
Okay.
We stopped at a Walmart because we realized that one pair of children's shoes is not enough.
Because well, especially if you're doing a beach trip with our son, who doesn't matter how many times you say, hey, don't get your shoes wet, they will be in the water.
It's not even about it. It's the David Blaine of human clothing is children's shoes. Like they will disappear. Half of 50% of my day is looking for a kid's shoes.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Whoa. I don't know if you guys can hear that.
There is certainly a bachelorette party
but there's
happening
crazy happening outside our window. Okay.
50% of my day. Guaranteed, I'm just looking for a kid's shoe.
Hmm.
Whether it's both shoes or a single shoe from a missing pair, I'm always looking for shoes.
Well, this time it was...
Get your shoes on. They're never there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we had to stop and buy an extra pair of shoes on the way here.
Yeah, we went and bought an extra pair of shoes because I was like, he's just going to get them wet. And then if we're there for a couple of days, like, I don't want him to be having wet shoes all the time. So we need an extra pair of shoes. And so we bought these shoes. Where'd they go?
Don't know. I think I left them at the checkout, the self-checkout kind of. I think I bought them. Have you ever done that? Have you ever been at the self-checkout thing and then left something there?
Probably.
I think I do that all the time.
All the time?
Regularly.
What do you think you were at the store for if you just leave the things you just bought?
I don't know. I don't know how it happened. But yeah, no, that is what happened. But also it was very bright in there.
We went there.
It was very big lighty there. I think that's what threw me off because I felt like I was like in your world. I'm like, this is Colleen's world. It's very bright in here. It's a Walmart. Instantly, everyone in our family has to go to the bathroom.
I didn't.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. But the thing, we went there for shoes. Like, literally the only purpose of going in there was for the shoes. And so we went there for shoes, and we ended up getting, like, a couple of other things, like small things. Like, we got a little dress for Maisie, a shirt for Wes. You got a shirt for you. I think that was it.
I got a bluey Hawaiian shirt.
And that was we got those three things and the shoes, but we were there for the shoes. And then we get to our place and I'm like, wait, where are Flynn's shoes? And Eric's like, I don't know.
They could still be somewhere, although I doubt it.
I think what happened is
I self-checked them out. But while I was self-checking out, there was a bathroom situation. Towards a child had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
But it was not what was, yeah, it wasn't possible.
Because
when you went into the bathroom, it was like, have you watched the new Prime series Fallout?
No, I have not.
It was just like, there was a criminal investigation happening.
Okay.
It was like first 48 hours was like going on in the men's bathroom. And I was taking him to it, and it was a bail situation. Then we had to find you so you could take him to the
ladies.
To the ladies, which I'm sure there's like couches and
at the Walmart bathroom.
Like it's like nicer, I'm sure.
Absolutely not.
What's going on in there?
Probably the same. I mean, it's similar? There was caution tape on two of the stalls.
Oh, no.
But then there was two stalls open.
Oh, okay. See, in ours there was one, and it was only caution tape wrapped, strewn around. Trampled on.
Well, here's my I have nothing wrong with nothing against Walmart bathrooms in particular, but just any public bathrooms are always an adventure. But for me, it's not about the bathrooms. It's about having a child with you in a bathroom is one of the most stressful experiences in a public restroom because
they just want to touch everything.
You put toilet seat cover on. He didn't do this, but kids have done this in the past where it's like, put the toilet seat cover on, okay, get on the toilet, and they're like touching the toilet seat to get on. It's like, don't touch it, don't touch the toilet seat, don't touch the things, no touching all the things. It's a lot of touching of things.
Imagine you and your body doing what they do in public bathrooms.
No.
Meaning like, you just walk in and you just start like touching everything.
Getting on the floor and leaning on the wall.
Let me just with two hands grab the toilet seat to like lift it.
Full grasp.
Like, yeah. Just like sitting on the toilet, but like fiddling with like that weird handle, like, you know, just touching everything you can as long as you can.
This is
children in public restrooms.
It's so horrible. It's so stressful. And I'm just like, okay.
Imagine some sort of scene in a movie where a grown-up is doing that. Like, that's funny to me.
I'm sure it exists in some like Will Ferrell movie or something, but this wasn't super recent, but like at some point within the last year or two, I was in a public restroom with Flynn and he was having a hard time. You know, he wasn't like purposefully touching everything. It's just like, he was just being human and touching, not thinking about the germs in there, you know, cause he was a child. And so he's touching things and it's so just like, don't touch it. No, don't touch it. So we're washing our hands. We wash our hands and then we go to leave the bathroom and he goes, wait, Mom, don't touch the handle of the doorknob. Cause like I was about to open the door, but I was like getting my sleeve, you know, cause he's like, you don't want to touch it cause it's gross. But yeah. I was like, wait, why is that the one thing
you
that
sleeve
has.
Sleeve it?
Yes. What do you mean?
Bro, what?
Wait, what do you do? elbow sleeve. Like,
what? No, I like paper towel it.
What do you do with the paper towel?
I'm saying you wash your hands, right?
Uh-huh.
Then you get the little zzz in your paper towel, and then you use the paper towel on the door handle, then it's open, and then you can kind of shoulder your way out of there and then throw the paper towel in the trash on your way out. You're using your clothes to touch the handle?
Better than my skin, first of all. And also, there's never a trash can here. And also, most of the bathrooms I go to do not have paper towels. So I don't know what you're talking about.
What do they have?
The blow dryer things that don't do anything. They just blow the water around on your hand.
Oh, okay, yeah. I guess that's some bathrooms, but...
Most. I literally can't even think of the last time I went in one that had the paper towels. But anyway, that's a much better strategy, though. If there's ever paper towels in there, I'm going to... Anyway, but my point is that he was touching everything in there, didn't even think about it. But for some reason, the one thing that has stuck in his mind of all the times, been like, don't touch it, is the door handle. He's like, you're not going to touch that. He was mortified.
Yeah.
But like, he was all over the bathroom. Anyway.
Yeah. He's like, don't touch the door handle.
The under part of the toilet seat is fine.
Right.
The flusher knob of the door of the toilet is fine.
Yeah.
I remember
if there's a fun handle or enclosure to the stall, let's play with that.
I like put my, oh, the other thing, if you're a girl, I don't know how it
Tell
is
me,
with
yeah.
you when you take him to the bathroom, but
no, I'll go perked to the, up. I'm interested.
Well, you won't be much longer. So he goes to the bathroom first, always when I take him to the bathroom, and then I go to the bathroom after him. He will always, like, I always have to tell him to stop it, but he still, every time he starts to leave the stall, he's like, he finishes peeing. And then it'll be my turn to pee.
Grown up time
and
to
then
pee.
He's like, oh, I can leave. And
yeah.
I'm like,
and he's out.
What
yeah.
are like? Do not
every
open
time.
That. And he's like,
it's
what?
Happened every
and
time.
He's like, what? What? Yeah. What? Like he does. He. It's, and I'm like, I'm in the middle of peeing. Yeah. Please do not open that door. Why? Because I don't. I need privacy.
Shouldn't
I
be ashamed.
I'm currently
yeah.
peeing.
Yeah. He's done that to me a bunch of times.
Oh,
too.
It's public bathrooms with a child, so stressful, extremely stressful. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, this podcast can be gross sometimes, but like what had happened when I brought him into the men's room was that there was caution tape on one, and then there was one that was occupied and was engaged in
sounds
in extreme, like horrifying sounds. A battle.
I feel like
a battle for life, it seemed.
I feel like you
a call 911 situation maybe, but instead we just backed away.
I feel like you often will tell me stories of going into public restrooms and hearing men like struggling to, you know, have a movement happening. And
yeah.
I don't know that there's many times I've heard other girls doing anything in the bathroom.
It seems to me, and it's not me. I'm not this type of person. I'm sorry if I'm kicking the table. But like, it seems to me that men in public restrooms feel the need to comment on it out loud. And I don't know if it's them talking to themselves or knowing that there could or could not be an audience.
To their selves.
What did I say?
You said their selves.
And what did you say?
I was repeating what you said. I was making sure I heard you right.
I thought you were correcting my grammar. I thought you were like, no, it's their selves.
That's what you said.
Yeah, but I thought you were correcting my grammar.
No, I was making sure I heard you right because you said their selves.
Yeah, but that kind of like, oh, jeez.
Wait, people Ooh, pooping, they make those noises while
yeah.
they're pooping?
Right, yeah. As if like, you know, they know that they're...
Pooping? It's like remind themselves
that they're kind of on stage, that they kind of have an audience because there's people in the wings waiting for their chance, for their scene, so to speak.
So wait, what?
And so they'll comment audibly
on their own poops.
Yes.
Wait, what?
Like they will vocally, like if there is a noise, ooh.
They'll fart and then be like, "Woo wee."
Well, I mean, it's not a fart, is it? If you're,
I don't know.
Is a fart if you're sitting on a toilet? Who's
well,
to
if
say?
It's a fart, if there's no poop involved, then yes, it is a fart.
Does that still count as a fart?
Yeah.
You would say a fart sitting on a toilet is a fart.
What? What? Are you okay? If there's no
making
poop
a joke,
involved?
like if a tree falls in the woods, does it make a sound if nobody hears it?
A fart is a fart if no one hears it or not, because I heard it. But also, it's only a fart if no poop comes out.
So the with the meekness.
Wait, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about so men in the men's restroom narrate.
I have found
like they do like walla
in
to
my
their
experience
own.
In sports stadiums or bars or airports. If someone is in there and it's obvious that they're
pooping?
That they're having a not just like regular. Yeah, there's like yeah, the people like I feel like they make sounds and I'm like, are they making sounds to make me comfortable?
You know what I mean? Wait, that makes me more uncomfortable.
Right.
If
exactly.
If someone's pooping and is like also talking about
no,
it.
No, I know, but okay, but
talking
so,
to you but like yo, brother,
no,
hear
no,
that
no.
one?
If you're in a men's room and you just hear the wildest like shitting sound, you know what I mean? And then silence, is that worse than you're in the men's room and you hear the wildest shitting sound and then someone go like, "Oh, Jesus Christ." You know what I mean? Like cuz then I'm like, "Oh, okay, they got this. They're okay." They're aware.
As if you didn't hear it, then you'd think they needed support and help.
No, I wouldn't think they needed support, but I'd be
they
like,
"They got this."
I would be like more spooked. I'd be like more scared.
Think it was a ghost.
I'd be more uncomfortable.
So if you don't hear someone talking while they're pooping, you think it's not a person.
You
think they're dying.
This is where we're getting. I like it. I like it when people that are in public restrooms and they have an audible moment of let's call it violence against the toilet and they give the people that they know are also sharing that bathroom like commentary. It's comforting to
me to know
that they are okay.
I have never heard a
and
woman
that this is crazy.
I've never heard a woman take a shit and be like, "Whoa, bitch, you hear that shit?" Like,
yeah, all the time.
I've
you
never...
have to. You can't.
So you do this?
I don't know. I don't do this. I can't home bowl. Home bowl for life. I can't. It's not going to happen. I can't.
Wait. Okay. So
unless
every time
medical emergency.
Dudes poop in the public bathroom.
But people that can.
They narrate it? Like, so what are they?
Yes.
Just say like, whoof. Like, oh my.
Whoof.
Oops.
Well,
yikes.
Lots of, yeah.
Did it.
Yeah. Or just like.
Halfway there. Oh, that's horrific.
I know, but at least
you prefer this.
We all know us, and we know that they're okay, and also realize that they know what they're doing is obscene.
I would not think a person was okay if they were narrating
not okay,
their poop.
Not okay, but just like, I mean, even the worst is that just at a urinal,
like it's, they do this when they pee too.
Love, I have been. Next to people at urinals, and they're just going, screaming in pain,
what?
Or whatever.
You are actually joking with me.
No,
now.
This has happened.
You are actually
several
not being
times
serious.
In my life. No,
people have screamed while peeing.
Yeah, and the
do
rest.
They have a UTI.
I don't know.
Why are you screaming when
kidney
you pee?
Kidney stone. I don't know, or maybe it's just. They waited too long. I don't know. But I've been there, and the rest of us that were in there were like, you know what I mean? Like, is everything okay? But like, yeah. And
is this the
men
that,
sometimes scream at urinals? I don't
is
know.
Is that common too, though?
Like, it's is that common a enough that it's happened a significant number of times in my life.
Just screaming while peeing?
Yes. I'll never forget. I was at what's that movie theater in LA? That's like the fancy one.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
And going into like you know right before I got to pee before the movie and going to the men's bathroom before the movie. It's the big movie theater in LA, the one that has like the dome.
Okay.
And this guy was peeing. He just had a forearm on the wall above the urinal. It was going
Love, I don't know that.
I don't know him. I don't know that he's okay.
He's absolutely not okay.
You've never heard a woman screaming while peeing?
No.
Never
why
once?
Would why would a woman scream
why
while peeing?
Why has it happened so many times in my
I'm
life?
Concerned.
For
I'm
who?
Like act for men. This can't. I'm sure the comments are going to say that I'm like too gullible.
Gullible of what?
Because you're lying
no.
about all this stuff.
No. ArcLight Cinemas.
Okay.
That was a movie theater.
So that time you heard, okay, anyway, this is a wild conversation. I can't believe you've never said this as a need to relax before, that men shouting at their pee and narrating their poops.
Well, and traditionally older men, and it's like the foreshadowing for me is a level of pain in my body for whatever reason. And then, you know, being comfortable enough with that pain to publicly scream about it while urinating is something that scares. It keeps me up at night.
That's, you know what?
That's where we're all headed.
I'm just not thinking about maybe.
The fact that you're laughing to yourself about what you're about to say scares me.
Maybe I'm thinking about it here, and I'm starting to get on board with the. With the commentary poops, because
go ahead. And that doesn't happen. Okay.
No, I not in my experience. I mean, maybe everyone will correct me in the comments. I'm sure
how
they
could
will.
You not? Yeah.
But well, you said you don't. What do you mean? How could you not? You said you don't.
Well, I don't do it. But if I was doing it and it was like, you know what I mean?
Oh my god! Like,
and I knew there was like a line of
if
people.
If it made that noise,
You know what I mean?
I hope your poops never make that noise, because you need to call the police.
But
like,
if
that
it's
is
like,
crazy.
If it's all of American Airlines flight whatever, and they're all right out there, and I just made the sound, I would have to be like, ugh.
American yeah. Airlines flight? Like you poop
you know, you're at the airport.
Oh, like, the airport.
And your entire flight, the entire male half of your flight is out there, you know what I mean, right before you guys get on.
No one can hear you
that.
Poop from the terminal waiting areas.
You got to go in a men's bathroom, love.
Okay, well, anyway, what I'm saying is that like, maybe I'm on board with this.
You can.
Because I think it's crazy, but at the same time, in real life, not in public bathroom life, but in real life, just like in life in general. If
oh, you're
someone,
talking yourself. Oh, okay. Sorry.
No, if someone farts, like, just out and about in life, like, family gathering, one person farts, or like you're walking down the aisle of a Target, you pass someone and you fart, and it's audible, like you can hear it. Yeah. If someone does not, like if you then find that situation, you should be like, whoop, oh, sorry, excuse me, something. If you do nothing
it?
To ignore it, is that is crazy
I find
to
it's,
me.
I
to ignore it is crazy to me.
I have
so
like
maybe
a,
I'm
yeah.
on board. Is what I'm saying. And what I'm saying is like maybe I'm starting to understand it, because in public life and normal in a stall it's like you're hidden, so that's why I'm like you don't need to make noise, because like you're in your own little private space. But when you can make eye contact with someone after you farted and not say anything, to me that's wild.
I say yeah, own it, comment on it or whatever, like not for the sake of making other people comfortable, but just because the alternative is I have this memory from third grade.
Oh my God, what is this episode?
I had a social studies teacher, and we all knew this about her. Across, I mean, the school, I think we had like 600 people in this elementary school, and we all knew this one teacher, this older woman. I'm not going to say her name.
Well, I would hope not.
But what she would do was when she was teaching social studies, you know, arguably like to fourth, fifth, sixth graders, not the most like exciting class. Like I would say no one was paying attention to anything ever that she was talking about.
Okay, but she farted one day?
But no, every day. She would casually walk over to like the big, there was like, you know, it's a classroom and there's the hallway and there's the wall where there's the windows and there's the big like, you know, heater, you know, metal heater thing that went ran along the wall. And she would just be like teaching social studies and then walk over and then fart audibly. And not comment on it ever. It's French for comment on it ever. And so we all knew that I want to say, but I'm not going to say her name.
Don't.
Of course yeah. not. And would just she would always be by
so
the
had, like,
by
a
the
fart
radiator,
corner?
Which would go over and fart.
That is diabolical.
By the radiator.
To
and we
fart
all,
by the radiator.
I know, so, like, love. It gets worse.
That's
it gets
crazy.
Worse. It gets worse because when you do that for years. Of young children's lives, where they were all like aware of it and talking about it, and we were all like having to hold in our laughter, and it culminates in this denouement, where like the last time, like I'm in sixth grade, I'm in the classroom,
She does it, and then she goes to sit down in her chair at her desk and misses the chair.
Oh, no.
Falls to the ground.
After a fart?
And farts.
You're making these things up.
I'm not. We're not on East Coast time right now, but I could call my friend and be like, yo, Miss So-and-so, what happened? And he would recite the same story to you.
No way.
This woman for
That's
years.
So sad. Did you guys laugh at her?
Sneaking him.
Well,
love
it wasn't sneaky if it was audible. That's not sneaky.
At the radiator, but then to miss a chair, hit the ground, and then rip. It was, I feel like a bully.
That's so sad. Oh, but that's crazy. Wow, this episode is all farts and poop.
I know, have to call my friend tomorrow and be like, yo.
Okay.
I just told the story.
Yeah, you have to, because now I want to.
And I need you, I'm not going to line it up for him. I don't want him to tell me his version of events, because I feel like that's exactly what happened.
Okay.
And then I think this person retired.
Because of that?
I think they were like, that was the moment. They were like,
I'm out.
What are my benefits? When do they kick in?
Wow. I got gas.
Oh, no.
And respect.
But, like, you know.
That's crazy.
Though. Oh, yeah.
Wait, hold on. I got to find my phone because I was going to look up. Wait. I lost it. My phone is missing. I was going to look up if I had any real access. Although, I'm living for this very talkative nighttime lovey.
Sorry. Yeah,
no,
we're on vacation.
I'm living for it. I love you talking is way better than me talking. No one wants to hear me talk anymore. Trust me.
Boy,
like,
yeah,
I'm in
you're
it.
Putting him
I'm
to sleep. I was
it.
Waiting at a bar for our takeout food. And so this is what you got.
Well, I had a bunch of relaxes, but who cares, right? Like, this is much more
Have
interesting.
Have I taken over? I've just been talking
I'd
too much.
I love it. Keep going. You're not. You could never talk too much. You could never talk too much.
I did them all.
I've so many. I mean, even just from this trip alone, there's so many things that I could say. I wonder, oh my God, where do I even begin? There's so many things, but I'm living for your stories. I kind of would rather just you. What's happening? People are going to be like, they're stoned or something. Like, they're going to think we're on something.
You do that to me sometimes.
Yeah, I always do that to you. No. For those of you not watching, he's putting his hand in between my knees and making it.
Yeah.
He's hitting them back and forth.
What's the problem?
Nothing's the problem.
Having a good time.
Well, I'm living for how much you have to say tonight. I wish every episode was just you talking because you make me laugh and you're insane. And I just love when you talk.
I'm living.
But I am a little bit concerned. I have a list of things, but like I feel like I can save it because you've said so many things and I want to read comments. But also I kind of need to tease you a little bit here. You know it's not their selves, right?
Themselves?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, what'd I say?
You said their selves.
About who?
I don't know who. When you were talking earlier, you said their selves. I've heard you say it a few times. I just didn't know if you knew.
Was it something I said?
I say things wrong constantly, all the day, every time, all the
their
all
selves.
Ways.
Yeah.
Well, their
it,
selves?
It's fine. I wouldn't put it in a paper to be published, but...
Yeah.
Themselves. Thank you. That's a good note. I'll take that. Yeah. I can take criticism. What else you got? Give me some more criticism.
Okay, well, let's read comments.
Okay.
I'm sure there's lots of criticism there. Okay. I was confused by this. Erica said, remember when Eric, spelled with a C? Uh-oh.
Yikes.
Also, wait, hold on.
How
and
dare you?
Erica, this is the comment's from a girl named Erica it's a CK, but still, she's got a K.
You know, anyway. It's funny, at a coffee shop, and I say my name, sometimes they'll say with a C or a K, mm-hmm. and I always say with a K, thank you for asking. But sometimes, recently, they'll say with a CK, and the planet spins off its axis, and I feel like I'm going to pass out. I'm like, what are you talking about? What world are we living in?
Well, anyway, this person
Erica's
said,
world with the CK,
remember
apparently.
When Eric squashed the avocado in his hands? We need that energy back. I don't know what she's talking about.
Oh yeah, it was on the, I squashed it with my hands on the podcast.
I do not remember this. You squash an avocado with your hands?
I'll do it right now.
What are you on tonight? And when did you squash an avocado with your hands? I don't remember this.
I think it was in a past episode.
For what reason?
To show my strength.
Ugh, okay. JPDJ94 said, the way my jaw dropped at the sight of Eric's jacket, I want it. You're wearing that cute little like bluish, or not bluish, purpley pink jacket thing, I guess. People really liked it. I don't know.
Do they want to know?
Yeah, well, that was the question, yeah. I think. Where'd it come from?
Scotch and Soda is the brand.
Okay.
Of this like kind of pinky purple corduroy jacket that I found
at Nordstrom Rack.
Nice.
Go to the rack.
There you go.
Rack it.
Gabriel said, all Disney movies have magic, so the whole magic is forbidden thing makes no sense if your parents didn't want you to watch magical things. So she's talking about last week I said, oh, I wasn't allowed to watch Care Bears, I wasn't allowed to read Harry Potter, blah, blah, blah. But I was allowed to watch some Disney movies. So anyway, the comment continues, Beauty and the Beast, which is your favorite Disney movie, if I'm not mistaken, is all about an enchanted castle and magic transformations, and there's a witch that transformed the beast, etc. And Little Mermaid has Ursula, who's a witch, and her dad has magic powers. Aladdin has the genie. Cinderella has fairy godmother. Snow White has the evil queen witch. Sleeping Beauty has Maleficent. Literally all Disney movies have magic. Please explain. I wish I could. I'd call my mom, but it's a bit late. I talk about this actually all the time. Like, we always joke about this, how like it didn't make any sense. Like, we weren't allowed to watch or read most, a lot of things because of those reasons.
But Disney was okay?
Yes.
Can I?
It makes no freaking sense because there, not only that, my oldest brother, Christopher, is a magician.
Right.
I think maybe that one was like, because it's like,
and was encouraged it proves, and supported.
That is like, it's proving that the magic isn't real because he has to know how it works, you know. So maybe that was the justification.
But
the Disney movies doesn't make any sense.
But they supported and,
of course,
they and helped him in that endeavor.
Yes.
Can I on Disney? Can I say Fantasia?
Okay, you can say that.
Because that's all just like a magical opus. Were you guys allowed to watch Fantasia?
I've never seen it, but...
You never have?
No.
Do you know, are you aware of it? Do you know like what it is?
I literally just listed, all Disney movies are magic.
Yeah, no, but specifically Fantasia like is like a silent kind of magic film with that's kind of dark to me in recollection. I don't know.
I don't think I've seen it, but I know that all the ones I just listed that are in this comment are very much magical.
Yes.
Magical witches, magical spells, magic, magic, magic. And it is very strange that some things I was allowed to watch and participate in, and some things I was not. Very weird. The Wizard of Oz. Loved Wizard of Oz. Wicked witch. Wicked witches. And the good witch and the bad witch and the magic and crazy. I don't know. I'll have to ask my parents. I feel like I've talked to my mom about this in the past, and she was like, I don't know. You know, yeah. I think it just, trust me, you say this does not make any sense. I agree with you.
As a parent, you're just doing the best you can to protect your children from, I don't know.
Witches?
Demons?
Okay. Or Aim said, I'm sure that I'm definitely not saying however that's supposed to be said.
Or Aim?
Or Aim? You tell me. What do you think that says?
It says Or Aim.
Thanks.
I was thinking of like a boat oar and then like aim something. Okay. It's literally it's those two words together, or aim.
So this person said, I'm watching from South Africa. I've been watching since Flynn was a baby. And when you had the twins, I started having this very intense feeling that I'd have girl-boy twins too. So actually, I blame you for having girl-boy twins.
No!
Now 20 months old. And for going through the worst pelvic girdle pain, same as you. Just kidding.
South Africa?
Uh-huh. Seriously, though, your pregnancy and twin newborn vlogs were such a help. Thank you. Thank you for leaving that comment. I love the comments like this make me so I love hearing about other moms and their journeys, especially other twin moms. I get so excited when I know other twin moms watch or I don't know. It's just it makes me really happy. So I'm so sorry that you blame me for that. I apologize. Pelvic girdle pain is brutal and boy girl twins. Amazing. So fun. The best ever, but also real hard. So. You're a superhero.
I wonder if that's their first kids or
yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Exciting! Congrats.
Okay, so this is Craig in Ohio. Has a long comment and is frustrated because you said
Who doesn't like a Craig? One of my best friends' name is Craig.
Craigs are great.
Good. Yeah.
So Craig has it seems though might have a bone to pick with you because you did say a Caesar salad is a sandwich in the last episode. Now, Craig
what
says...
What part of Ohio?
You know, I can't ask him. I just screenshotted his comment, so I'm not quite sure. But
yeah,
Craig
it's important
said...
to me. Okay.
Okay. Come on now, Eric.
Yeah.
A Caesar salad is a sandwich?
It's not a salad.
Normally... Let me finish the comment. I've got a lot to go. If you're going to comment after everything, we're never going to get through it. But I love the comments. Just hold your tongue until the comments done. Okay,
yeah, it's my fault.
normally, they said, okay, come on now, Eric. A Caesar salad is a sandwich. Normally, I see your logic. But this is absolutely the craziest sentence I have ever heard you say. Croutons in a salad do not a sandwich make. However... If I had received the Panini Press and my mate made a comment about not being a sandwich person right at the moment I had planned to make paninis for two, I would have felt deflated.
Yes.
I definitely get that. When I fry ribeyes, I see that I have left them just slightly too rare, and I see that I've left them just slightly too rare for my mate. I can feel the disappointment, and it makes me feel weird, mm-hmm. guilty. Disappointed in my effort.
Yeah.
Involving other people into food preparation is a surprisingly emotional thing, isn't it?
I think so, yes.
What a journey this comment is.
Yeah. Is there more?
No. I wish.
I wish you kept
Good
going.
Old Craig. I know, I love Craig.
Craig, comment more and longer.
But yeah, real upset about your a Caesar salad is a sandwich is one of the craziest things you've ever
well,
said.
Well, I just think that people are like, well, I'm on a health kick. I'm just going to have a salad. You know what I mean? I'm cutting out carbs. I'm just going to eat a salad, this, that. When I think of a Caesar, and I think of Caesar dressing, and I think of, like, Parmesan cheese. You put the chicken in, whatever. But, like, if croutons are crucial to the salad, are we not doing the same amount of bread... But it's just cut up in little squares, as opposed to the salad being wrapped in the bread as a sandwich. Then it is a sandwich. So I said that last week as a joke.
You are a lunatic.
But I've thought about it a lot since I've said it. Like I've thought about it a lot.
Why does everything have to be a sandwich? Why can't it be which is a salad?
It can be, but I'm just saying, let's not kid ourselves. Let's not lie to ourselves. If we're taking garlic bread and toasting it. And then cutting up these little garlic bread toasts into little squares and putting it in the salad. Is it not the same thing as putting the salad between two pieces of garlic
but
bread?
Here is where your argument is the biggest fail of all time.
Yeah, let's get into
because
it. Let's change your posture and sit
name
up
a time,
a little bit.
Name a time where you've been to a sandwich shop and it's like, should I get the turkey or the Caesar sandwich? That's not a thing. Everything that is inside of a Caesar salad, the Caesar dressing, the romaine lettuce, the friggin' what else is in a Caesar salad? Croutons. Other than that, romaine lettuce. Oh, Parmesan cheese. Who puts Parmesan cheese in a sandwich? Like everything you're saying, these are not things that people put in a sandwich. I would never be like, yes, I want a Caesar salad sandwich. A Caesar sandwich?
Clean.
No, it's a Caesar salad sandwich. Caesar, what? I want a Caesar sandwich,
freshman
please.
Freshman year of college, I took a philosophy class at 9 a.m. and I didn't go ever and I failed the class. That's what this is like.
What?
The sandwich is the bread. The bread is there.
Wait, what does this have to do with your philosophy class?
It sounded like what the two times I went to that class, what they were saying, how you talked about it. But the bread's there. It's a sandwich.
So anything with bread is a sandwich? Is a churro a sandwich that's bread?
What?
I mean, I don't know. Like, what? Is a donut a sandwich? It's bread.
I quit.
What are you talking about?
Do you say is a churro a sandwich?
I'm just confused.
Because I said a Caesar salad is essentially a Caesar sandwich.
Anything that has bread of any sort is a sandwich? Like, what are you saying?
No, I'm saying a Caesar salad is a sandwich.
Is soup?
It's a Caesar salad sandwich, but the bread is cut up and not loafed.
Sure. So when I, let's say I get a cup of clam chowder and put like those little crackers in it, which is bread, is it a sandwich?
No, you're putting crackers in clam chowder.
Right, you're putting croutons in a salad. That doesn't make it a sandwich.
Wait, but if you were like going to be like, hey, I'm getting clam chowder. I'm going to cut up a bunch of bread and put it in the clam chowder and be like,
yeah, it's
you're
bread.
Making a clam chowder sandwich. Your stomach doesn't know. Your stomach,
you would say
your,
that?
Your stomach
you
is
would
an organ.
You would say it's a clam chowder sandwich?
It's the same thing going into your stomach, is it not?
You are such an idiot. It's crazy.
I know.
It's crazy, actually. I know. Because you could literally argue this about anything. You like this makes no sense.
I'm only arguing about Caesar salads.
So let's say I make you a quesadilla. Okay, make you a quesadilla.
Okay.
And this is actually a better argument than everything you've said. But I make you quesadilla. The
look on your face is so proud. Go.
It's not. This isn't even a good argument. I make you quesadillas. Chicken and cheese. You know, what else you put in a quesadilla? Whatever you want, okay? Who cares? So it's a quesadilla and you eat it and I go, how's your burrito? You'd be like, it was a quesadilla. I'd be like, no, it's a burrito because it's all the same in your stomach anyway, so it's a burrito. It has a name. It's a quesadilla. So why are you saying a Caesar salad is a sandwich when it's literally a salad? Sure, when you put all the ingredients in your stomach in the same time.
Wait, in the quesadilla, is there beans?
Some people don't like beans in their burrito, but also...
But they do not put beans in a quesadilla.
No
is
one
there rice
puts,
in a quesadilla?
No one puts Caesar salad in a sandwich, love. No one puts Caesar salad. No, who's like, hey, what do you want in your sandwich?
Wait, what?
I'm going to the deli. What do you want in your sandwich? Can I please have Parmesan cheese, anchovies, and Caesar salad dressing?
Okay, anchovies is...
What are you
that's
talking
a thing
about?
That's the past of like Caesar salad. Like, they it's don't, a little... They didn't do it anymore in the dressing. They don't put anchovies anymore in the dressing. They don't. Unless you're at like a fancy restaurant where they're like, we have to do anchovies in a Caesar salad. They don't do it anymore. It's not a thing.
It's literally what it is. This is the craziest conversation. I can't believe you're arguing this. So is every salad with croutons a sandwich?
That's a good question, love. Yes. No. No. Specifically, because Caesar, I feel like, has more croutons. But what's every salad with croutons? Name a salad with croutons.
Every salad ever that I've ever eaten in my life
has croutons.
Of course it is, because croutons are delicious.
What is croutons?
Bread. So you only
in
eat bread
squares.
For sandwiches? Yes. So if I
well,
was...
I'm just saying it's not a salad.
It's not a salad?
I'm just saying it could be considered a sandwich... to your stomach because it's the same amount of bread. So why don't you just have a sandwich? Just have a sandwich is what I'm saying. Eat more sandwiches. Live life.
You know, I'm glad...
Life is short.
I'm glad
you... Have a sandwich.
I'm glad you're saying this word.
To little miss, I don't care for sandwiches. I don't care for paninis.
I'm actually so glad you're saying that word so much because Connor left a comment, said, does anyone else notice Eric says
sandwich
instead of sandwich? Sir. Yeah. LOL. Sandwich.
What's their problem?
Well, you're not saying the word correctly. It's not a problem.
Spell
it's just
sandwich.
Spell it. Yeah. SANDWICH.
That's not how I spell it.
You spell SAM?
SAM.
MITCH.
D.
Sandwich.
SAMD.
I laughed at this comment. Can I tell you why?
WICH.
You don't put a W. You don't even put the W in sandwich. This comment made me giggle because earlier today we were in the car and Eric had made a sandwich for Flynn. And you said, eat your sandwich.
The way you pronounce
it. You take a bite of your sandwich. And I kind of smiled. I was like, oh, that's so cute that he says sandwich like a little kid. Like that's how little kids say a sandwich, you know, like sandwich. And then I read that comment today and I was like, oh my God, that's so funny. He just did that. Like I had just, you just done that. And then I read that comment and I was like, that's so funny. So I had to screenshot it. And then you just said sandwich like 100 times.
Yeah. Sandwich. I think I say sandwich.
You say sandwich.
Sandwich.
Yeah. With an M. I like it. Picasso.
Yeah.
It's good.
Kill me. I don't, you know, that's how I say the word sandwich.
Sandwich. No, it's just...
I'm not that concerned about it.
All right. You guys left really funny comments last week, but I'm just going to read one more. So keep them coming because they make me laugh. Larry Wayne said, I'm bringing the is a burger a sandwich hot debate to the listeners of SAS. Love the podcast. I don't know what you mean by that. Maybe you mean you're going to talk about it in the comments of the Patreon for SAS or something? I'm not quite sure what you meant. Did I talk about it with Rachel? I don't think so. Anyway.
You do it with me.
I love you, Eric, but bro, a burger is a burger and a sandwich is a sandwich, or a sandwich if you're Eric. Why don't you just rename the burger Gulf of Sandwich for Pete's sake? And then I forgive him because he's clearly exhausted. What is he talking about? Her breath stunk because it stunk. And yes, when you sneeze, you breathe out air, and the nose is connected to her throat, which is connected to her mouth. So what? You are tired, friend. Because you had this whole thing. What you're like, wait, because I was saying how Flynn told me my breath stank. And you were like, do you think it's because you sneezed? So when you sneezed, he smelled like that's what made your breath stink.
You hold in your sneezes that you were holding in the air.
Yeah, but you were trying to argue that that's what made it stink?
No, I wasn't saying that's what made it stink.
No, it's just because, yeah, because then he smelled it. Yeah, because it, like I sneezed and then he could smell my breath. I don't know. I think we were like just very delusional talking last week. And apparently this week we are too. But I'm having a blast. Eric does not agree.
I know how tired I am. I'm just like, I think it's the worst thing you could say is to somebody is that, like, I know you're tired. Or, like, you're tired. You know what
no,
I mean?
No, that's not. It's you look tired.
Yeah, I don't.
You look tired.
Yeah, I don't. I don't
mind someone saying I am tired because that's just a fact of life. I just am tired.
Yeah, I know. And I know I am. It just doesn't. Yeah.
Are you okay? Did Larry Wayne hurt your feelings a little bit?
No, I'm tired.
You're cool with Larry Wayne.
I'm tired and it's obvious. And,
But it's wonderful.
And it's an excuse.
Oh, no, we didn't play catchphrase. Can we play catchphrase?
Go grab it.
Just that we can say that we played a board game at a rental.
You have seconds of my patience.
Of your patience? Okay, hold on. Let's see. Do you want wit's end or catchphrase or fact or crap?
I've literally opened up the podcast by shitting on these games.
Which ones you got to pick it? Wits
I don't know what any of them are. Catchphrase, love, because you said it eight times just walking over there before you made it a debate.
Well, because there's one called Fact or Crap, which might be interesting, honestly.
Well, yeah, that's what they're here for.
Catchphrase.
And look at how much it's been played.
Okay, so how does this game work? I don't remember. You like click this and then you have to guess the thing. Isn't it supposed to click or something? And then it zaps or something?
I'm not going to learn a board game.
It's not a board game. It's just a little thing.
Is this on the podcast?
Have you played this before? It is now. Have you played this before?
No.
Is it like, okay, hold on. Okay, so we have catchphrase here. So how this works, in case you guys don't know, is I have this little disc in front of me and it's going to have a word on it. And I'm going to try to get Eric to guess the word without saying the word. I can't say the word, but I can give you as many clues as I want, I guess. But since you're supposed to do this with teams, we don't have teams, so we'll just pass this back and forth and try to get the other person to guess the words.
You're going to pass it to me, but I'm guessing the words, so I'll see
it. No. You're going to guess. I'm going to have you guess one, and then you'll guess. Okay. We'll go back and forth.
Okay, tell me when to hit the button.
Okay, and we have a timer for no reason. Because
Well, because then if I don't get it, then I'll
maybe we don't
get a point.
Maybe we do it this way. I'll have you guess for me.
Uh-huh.
And we'll see how many, and then you guess, and whoever gets the most in that time.
Sure, yeah.
Okay. Which, still, who wins then? The person who guessed or the person who did the, whatever, who cares? Here we go. Ready? Okay, the first, don't put that beeping right on it. Okay, when I want to tell you how much I love you, but in writing, I would write you a love.
Letter.
No.
Note.
Yes. Okay. Oh, I don't want to do anything today. I just want to lay on the couch and be
lazy.
Yes. We're gonna get married. We're gonna
have a baby.
No. When you want to get married, people say you
have a wedding.
You can also do this with your shoelaces.
Tie the knot.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I'm gonna wear a short little
skirt.
Yes. Ooh, this has lots of words in it, and you can learn what the words are.
Dictionary.
Oh my god, we're so good at this game. I'm gonna chew it, and you're gonna pop it.
Gum. Bubble gum.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, this feline lives in a thin
kitty
hall.
Cat.
A thin hall outside.
Cheetah.
No! Cheetahs do not live in thin halls.
What do you mean?
It's a kitty.
A thin hall kitty cat?
Yes, the second one. An alley cat. Uh-huh. A thin hall outside an alley?
A thin hall?
I don't know. I need to get you to say alley.
A thin hall? Like, no.
Okay. Okay. This cannot be interesting to anyone. My turn to guess.
Oh,
okay.
My gosh. It's in the sky after the rain.
A bird.
And clouds.
A rainbow.
Yes.
You just said rain, but it's okay.
Oh, I can't say a single.
Yeah.
I got to get out of here. I'm a fugitive.
I'm a bad guy. I'm on the run. Lovey.
I work in the zoo.
I'm a zookeeper.
And I work with the big cats.
I'm a trainer, a cat trainer, yeah, a tiger
the big
trainer.
Ones that go, rawr.
A lion tamer.
Yes.
Wow.
I got to change this thing on my car. It ran out
the
of
oil,
air.
The tire. Oh my gosh, we're so good at this game.
I'm so snooty. I'm
a
such
snob. Oh my gosh. I think.
I got to bang this thing because I'm in
a drum.
And I bang the
drum.
Can't spend that much money. I'm on a
diet. A budget.
Gotta put this thing in the ocean to stop my boat.
Anchor. Oh my gosh, you guys, I think I won.
We just did this question again because it's on
TV.
Repeat.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I think that game didn't work because who wins?
Is that what this game is?
That's what the game is. But it's kind of like lame because. How do we win? You're supposed to play a team. So, like, it'd be like, if we were on a team, then we would. But, like, who gets the point here? Because you, is it who's the better guesser? Who's the better guess giver?
Because I could also, like, sabotage you
right.
if I wanted.
So, anyway, but now you can never, the only reason I did this is now you can never
but
say.
Now I get it. Now I get why this, the rental properties would have these things there.
It's fun, man. So fun.
Thanks, rental property.
All right, well, let's go talk more about poop and farts in public restrooms. And thanks for listening and watching. And we love y'all. Keep the comments coming. They make us laugh.
Kitty.
Cat.
Kitty.
Cat.
Litter.
Litter?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry. All right.
Get loose.
Thanks for watching, everybody. Bye.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.